This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Psalm 18 is another account of how God delivered the psalmist from his enemies and enabled him to live victoriously in a hostile world. The word picture of Psalm 11 is here described in a real-life experience of David. He begins, as he often does, with a focus on the Lord, whom he loves. He is his strength. We should memorize verse 2. It gives us a wonderful array of truth describing God. Reflect on these descriptive pictures of God. He is my rock as a foundation. He is my fortress as a hiding place. He is my deliverer who overpowers my enemy. He is my refuge where I find comfort. He is my shield, ever ready to ward off sniper arrows. He is the horn of my salvation. My salvation's strength is his persevering grace. He is my stronghold. I'm gladly in his grip. Let me encourage you to take some time to meditate on these truths about God. When you call upon this God, whatever your need, he understands and is adequate to meet your need and sustain you through it. As you read Psalm 18, notice the emphasis on God's presence and on his power to sustain and deliver. God is ever present to work in and through you to accomplish his perfect plan. As he does this, you'll no doubt feel like joining the psalmist in declaring, "The Lord lives, praise be to my rock. Exalted be God my Savior. I will praise you among the nations, O Lord. I will sing praises to your name." This is the song of one who has triumphed or is anticipating victory over his enemy in the strength of the Lord.